Good morning. It's 8:16. I'm Sarah Gibson, and in the studio, we actually have the two people who have been helping to organize Indigenous Peoples Day community celebration that will be happening at the UAS campus today. We have in the studio with us Crystal Duncan and Amelia Budd. Welcome.
Good morning.
And so tell us about what to expect today. I know everyone is invited, so when can they come to campus, and what's the agenda for the day?
We're set to go at 6 o'clock. And we're going to have a packed agenda until 8 o'clock. So we've been highly promoting the agenda online, and we've had PSAs. But basically, the layout, we start at 6 o'clock. We want to usher people through the door as quickly as we can. We're going to have deer stew that's prepared by Pacific High School, one of our partners, so people can get a bite to eat. We're going to have art exhibited throughout the building. And then we're going to go to a main room. During that main room, we're going to have a half hour worth of speeches where we kind of promote and talk about Indigenous Peoples Day itself and celebrate that. And then we're going to spend the last hour in breakout sessions. So it's going to be jam-packed. It's going to be a constant. Our goal tonight is that people come and they just have a fun time.
Great. And we'll talk about that agenda a little bit more, but let's first talk about the deer theme. That was Crystal Duncan we just heard. Can you tell us a little bit more about how you all came upon that theme for this year?
Absolutely. So in June, we started the planning for this, and we met with one of our coworkers in Juneau at our Juneau campus. She runs the Native Center over there. And so we said, okay, well what would this look like? And at that point in time, we were focused more on the UA system and how they said, we think you should find something to do at your campus. So we said, okay, how do we go about that? So we kind of settled on the community aspect because we have a smaller population base of students actually here in Sitka. So we said, let's expand this. Let's make it a community celebration where people can come in and spend the evening with us at UAS. We'll host it. The deer itself was because we were thinking, okay, well, we go to conferences, they have these breakout sessions, you get to choose which one to go. How do we find a theme? And so Colleen James actually promoted, or she said, we should choose the deer. It represents, it symbolizes peace with the Tlingit people. And then from there, we also said, well, that would also be one way to pay respect to an animal that we rely so heavily on here in Sitka. What could we do around that? And we came up with 5 breakout sessions taught by people throughout this community. And we think it's going to be a fun time. I think Amelia and I, we've talked about how sad it is that we are actually putting this event together because we're going to be runners this evening. We can't actually participate when really, if we could, we would go to all 5 breakout sessions. That's how exciting they are.
Yeah. And so, Amelia, can you give us the list of breakout sessions that there are and which ones have limited capacity?
Sure. So one of the breakout sessions is going to be deer hoof rattler making. That's with Pauline and Albert Duncan and Robbie Littlefield. And I believe that has capacity of about 30 people. And they'll have 3 stations where adults and children can move through the stations and create a deer hoof rattler, a deer call, and an alder deer pin. The second breakout session is storytelling and deer processing, and that's with Chuck Miller and Herman Davis. So they'll be actually going through processing of a deer that they'll have there. That'll be in room 115 in the whale necropsy room. So that will be really interesting. I think there's quite a lot of space in there, so whoever would like to join should be able to. The third breakout session is deer formline design with Mark Sixby. And that has a little bit more limited capacity. I think you'd like to have about 15 people in that session. People will be learning the basics of formline design and drawing a deer in that style. The fourth breakout session is the deer panel discussion, and that really has basically unlimited capacity. That's in room 229, the big conference room. And so in that room, Kitty LeBounty will be facilitating a discussion with Harvey Kitka, John Martin, Phil Mooney, and Richard Nelson. About lots of topics related to deer, including natural history and biology, cultural aspects of deer, habitat and predation. So that's in a big room. Lots of people can join there. And then the fifth breakout session is hosted by the Sitka Native Education Program, and they will be making deer hide and sinew necklaces.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
So the breakout sessions start when?
The breakout sessions run from 7 to 8.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And before that, Byron Malott is coming to Sitka to join you all for part of that, right? Will he be here starting in the late afternoon, early evening? Do you know?
Mm-hmm. He'll be there at the start and he'll go to the end. So okay. He's going to have a 5 minute, from 6:30 to 7, he's going to have 5 minutes where he's actually speaking to the state action at the on Indigenous Peoples Day. And then he also was having a hard time choosing between the breakout sessions. So during that time period, he's actually going to rotate through all five. So you will get some one-on-one time. He will be making the rounds.
And Crystal, you were telling me earlier today that this sort of feels like the year of Indigenous Peoples Day. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a little bit more about that? This is obviously the first year that Alaska as a whole is celebrating Indigenous Peoples Day. And so it's really been a significant year. This is not just the one day. Can you tell us more about what's been happening already this year?
Yeah, we basically have to show respect to these organizations that decided that they would have their hand in Indigenous Peoples Day. So we became interested because it was happening within the UA system. And so we started looking into it and planning in June, like I said. And then everything else just fell into line with that. So we saw that it was happening at the state level that passed. And then just a couple of weeks ago, Sitka Tribe of Alaska and the city and borough of Sitka, they also passed resolutions. And so we were, the good thing that we were up against is from that 6:30 to 7 o'clock time slot, we were trying to shove all of these things that related to Indigenous Peoples Day and what happened this year. So one of the things that we're most proud of and wanted to highlight was that we did some research into, okay, well, I'm sure this is happening in other places. We heard about LA. We hear about a lot of cities that are passing Indigenous Peoples Day. As far as statewide initiatives, we're number two in the, we're the second state to pass Indigenous Peoples Day.
Yeah, I think is the other South Dakota?
Yeah. And we had to call their office of the governor for Vermont, for Minnesota, and then South Dakota. We were looking into it saying, do you guys have something? And is this an annual thing or is it a one-time resolution? And so South Dakota was the first to take the lead on that, and we're number two. And so every October, the second Monday, will be Indigenous Peoples Day throughout the state of Alaska.
And I know this probably feels like something you think about every day as you've been planning this, but why does it feel so important to you for this to be happening?
Oh, I think it's been really fun in planning this and seeing the community come together and getting to partner with different individuals and organizations. So I just think it's really exciting that finally some institutions are recognizing this day.
And to piggyback on what Amelia said, it's as far as us reaching out to the community participants and the other organizations that want to support this, that was actually an easy endeavor. And we were happy that it flowed so nicely and that they stepped up to the plate and they said, absolutely, we'll host a breakout session. Absolutely, we'll sign the resolution there. It was, like I said, the best problem that we had is we only had a two-hour window and we had to put a lot within that two-hour span. So it should be fun. That's our focus tonight is the Guacan, which is the deer, and having a good time with other community members.
And the deer stew was made by Pacific High School students, right?
Yes. Actually, the tribe donated the deer itself, and then we gave it to Pacific High because we don't have a kitchen over at UAS, so we always have that barrier. And so they've picked up the ball last year during Native American Heritage Month. And then for this event as well, they said, if you bring us the ingredients, we will prepare them. They're going to bring it by at 5:30, so we will have food ready to start dishing out right at 6 o'clock as people walk through our door.
All right. Thank you so much. This is Crystal Duncan, who is the personal education planner, and Amelia Budd, who's the academic advisor at UAS. They're here in the studio telling us about Indigenous Peoples Day community celebration, which happens tonight from 6 to 8 p.m., and they hope to see you there. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye.